The month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. On 21st of the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 48, the commander of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him, attained martyrdom. God has highly praised him in the Noble Quran. Once, Imam Ali, peace upon him, had only 4 dirhams. He spent all of it as charity. The Imam spent 1 dirham in day, another dirham at night, 1 secretly, and the last one in public. Then this ayah was revealed to the Prophet to laud the position of Imam Ali, peace upon him. Those who give their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, they shall have their reward near their Lord, and they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. Imam Ali, peace upon him, like the Prophet, would fight the enemies of God on the basis of admonition and patience. He would even pray for their guidance. He would keep admonishing his troop not to attack women, children, and weak persons among the enemy's front. The commander of the faithful was the man who slept in the Prophet's bed on the night that the Prophet left Mecca for Medina. Then the polytheists assaulted the house in a bid to kill the Prophet, but were dumbfounded as they found Ali instead of the Prophet. At that point, this ayah was revealed to the Messenger of Mercy. And among the people is he who sells his soul seeking Allah's pleasure, and Allah is kind to servants. Imam Ali, peace upon him, enjoyed the highest knowledge among the people after the Prophet. In a famous hadith, the Prophet said, "I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is the gate to the city." Imam Ali, peace upon him, never turned his back to the enemy in the battlefield, yet he would never chase the enemy if he escaped. He never hindered the enemy's access to water. As for helping the poor and the destitute, he would spend his wealth even if he was in tough financial conditions himself. He developed a big number of farmlands and spent them as endowment in the way of God. Here, let us read parts of his last will, which is guidance for mankind. Never forget God's weariness. Try to stick to God's religion till death. Cling fast to God's court, all of you, and be united on the basis of faith in God, and do not get disunited. Indeed, I heard God's messenger as saying, reforming among people is better than prayer and fasting, and what destroys religion is corruption and discord. Then Imam Ali continued, do not forget your relatives. Connect the ties of kinship as it eases man's reckoning with God. Observe God about orphans, lest they will be hungry and unguarded. Observe God and treat your neighbors well. The Prophet recommended so much on neighbors that we thought he would put a share of heritage for them. Be wary of God concerning the Quran, lest others might outpace you in practicing it. Be wary of God concerning prayer, as it is the pillar of your religion. Be wary of God concerning the Kaaba, the house of your Lord, lest it is closed. If the Kaaba is empty and Hajj is abandoned, you will not be given respite and will be overcome by enemies. Be wary of God concerning the month of Ramadan, as fasting in this month is a shield against the fire of hell. Be wary of God concerning jihad. Do not come short in this way with your property and life. Be wary of God concerning zakat of property, as it distinguishes the fire of God's wrath. Be wary of God concerning the poor and the destitute. Make them your partners in life. Strive in doing what pleases God. Do not abandon enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. If you abandon it, mischievous people will dominate you and will oppress you. Then the righteous among you will pray, but their prayer will not be answered. If a person, without being certain about the exact time of dawn, does something that nullifies his fast, but later he realizes that it was after the azan for morning prayer, he should fast as compensation for that day. However, if he researches and realizes that it is not the time for morning prayer and eats something, but later it becomes clear that it had been the time for morning prayer, the compensatory fasting of that day is not obligatory for him. If a person breaks his fast due to darkness, but then he realizes that it was earlier than dusk, he should fast as compensation for that day. The blessed month of Ramadan is the month of recitation of the Noble Quran, but it is better to recite it with reflection on its ayahs. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said, "Indeed, the doors of heavens are open on the first night of the month of Ramadan and will not be closed till its last night." Now, what matters here is the fact that opening the doors of God's mercy is not enough. Rather, we should be qualified so that God answers our prayers and supplications and fulfills our demands. Let us recite the special supplication for the eve of the 22nd of the month of Ramadan. O you who separate the day from the night so that we fall in darkness, O you who cause the sun sail in its orbit by your determination, O Almighty, O All-Knowing, and you who ordain phases for the moon until it becomes like an old palm leaf, O light of every light, and end of every aspiration, and owner of every bounty, O God, O compassionate, O God, O pure, O God, O God, O God, the best names, the loftiest parables, and grandeur and bounties belong to you. I ask you to bless Muhammad and his progeny, and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit with the martyrs, and my good deed at the highest point of paradise. And forgive my evil deeds, and I plead to you to grant me certitude which accompanies with my heart, and faith which takes doubt away from me, and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me, and give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of burning fire, and give me as sustenance on this night your remembrance and your gratitude, and enthusiasm toward you, and returning to you and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad. Greetings to him and them."